Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rig around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's another episode of Uncut with Q. Guys, it's been super fun getting back into the notion of getting the podcast up and running again. And this is the third time that I've been filming, and we've been doing this pretty much this whole week. And it's been great, man. Like, just doing these episodes, getting right back out there and just spitting from the head. I don't really have like anything planned that I talk about, but it's always something that's just random that's on my mind. And, you know, whenever I get that spark of creativity, I just fucking say, let's fire up the podcast real quick and I'll knock one of these episodes out. But what I want to talk about, man, is the power of what's going on right now. I mean, like 5 inches in front of you. Now, in most businesses and the mindsets that people have when it comes to businesses, they're so far out that they forget about what's going on today. What I mean by this is they start with the end in mind, not with today in mind. Now, while that might be very productive to do, it could also be counterproductive as well to the actual outcome that you're wanting for yourself. And the reality is this, man, you have to understand that whatever happened yesterday is yesterday. You got to feel, deal, heal. Feel it for everything that it is. Let it flow through you. Deal with it. Ask yourself, what is this emotion doing and how is it serving me? And then you heal from it. You move on to the next thing in your life that you know is going to bleed deeper in the things that you're actually wanting to do for yourself. But it starts with understanding how to be present, which is so fucking hard. It's the hardest thing. Believe me, I have trouble doing this as well. And for a lot of people, time passes anyway, regardless of whether or not we want it to, it's going to continue to pass. So what we feel right now or what we felt yesterday, the day before, is irrelevant. We feel these emotions, and these emotions can either guide us to where it is that we're going or they can pull us back. You guys know what emotion is? An emotion is energy in motion. Now, an energy in motion can either flow or it can crash. Now, if it crashes, it's because you're holding on to these things and you're literally just fucking sucking it all in when you know that you need to let that shit out so you can become greater. Now, remember, the power of right now is that you have control of the decisions that you are making in this very moment. If you're listening to this, you have the power and the control to completely change the trajectory of your life. What happened yesterday does not have to happen today. There's a really amazing book that I read, and it was written by an individual named Ed Mylett. And so if you guys know, and you've been watching this show, you've been listening to this show, I've overcome alcohol plenty of times. Now, I put alcohol down almost 4 years ago in June. It'll be 4 years since the last time I drank an alcoholic beverage. And we're about 5 months away from that. And I love it. Yeah, I can say that my mind is clean. I'm pure right now. I feel great. Given what episodes I've had recently and you know, just having a heart attack and all of those things, I wasn't expecting none of that to happen. However, I still feel very strong. I still feel very healthy. And I know that I am on the right path to where it is that I want to go. And I'm clear-headed. But when I made that decision to stop drinking alcohol, there was a moment that I had had where that moment gave me so much clarity. And I realized that that was the very thing that had been holding me back. And so one of my favorite speakers, to just reiterate on this, is Ed Mylett. And he talks about his dad's journey through quitting alcohol. Listen to this podcast. If you guys don't know, it's the Ed Mylett Show. Tell him Q sent you over there and show some love. Leave him some reviews, all that good stuff. So Ed is one of my favorite speakers of all time, if not my favorite speaker of all time. And if there's one thing I can tell you is that he tells this story in this book. It's called The Power of One More, about how his dad put down the alcohol demon. And so he talks about it. He's like driving with his dad. His dad's drunk. His dad's crying. And he's just like, I don't want to drink anymore. And he's telling his son this. And his son's like, Dad, you say this all the time. You know, how many times we got to go over this? You've wanted to stop drinking for years. Apparently from the moment that like Ed was a kid all the way to this moment, you know, now being an adult, nothing really changed. And so he said, no, son, like, this is it. Like, this is the moment. This is where I put it behind me. This is where I make that decision today that I'm not going to drink. He said, Dad, what about tomorrow? And you know what his dad told him? He said, son, I'm just going to get past today. And if I can get past today, then I'll repeat this and try again tomorrow. He says, well, Dad, when tomorrow comes, what are you going to do? He said, I'm just going to go one more day. And so his book that he wrote is called The Power of One More. And it talks about being present in the moment for the decisions that you make on a constant basis that either pull you away from the goal or they throw you forward into the goal. And too many people victimize the fuck out of themselves by allowing themselves to indulge in things that do not add value to them. It could be the porn that you're watching. It could be the shitty food that you're eating. It could be the relationships that you continue to nurture that do not pour back into you. It could be your friends, your family, your cousins, your siblings, your brothers, your sisters, whoever. It could be anybody. But you make that decision to allow what other people think of you when you decide to make a transition to hold you down. Because I promise you, when you make that decision, the first people that are going to be there to doubt you are going to be the people that you love or the ones that are adding on to those negative habits, because they're afraid that when you change, that you're going to get further than they are, because they come from the same place that you come from and you're not there anymore. I've come to realize this as I've gotten older, is that the older that I get, the more people that I leave behind. And the reason why is because I'm on a growth train at all times. You will never see me stagnant. You will never see me sitting in my depression. You'll never see me feel or look like I'm not capable of doing something great with my life. Even when shit like hits the fucking fan and things go sideways, I'm still on this ship. I'm still here. I'm still fucking driving this thing in the direction that I believe that it should be going. And every single day I look at my life like this is the decision that I can make right now. Literally, y'all, like today's been my first day where I haven't had calls back to back, and I decided to film a shitload of content instead of just sitting fucking here wallowing in the fact that my father passed away a couple of days ago. So if you're listening to this right now, it's probably been a couple of weeks since I filmed this maybe, but hopefully you guys hear it soon. But my dad died yesterday, and you know, I was told that he had a heart attack and that he was found in the woods. My dad was homeless and he was a drunk. He drank all the time. He had cirrhosis. He also had diabetes. So, I mean, he didn't really take care of himself. So I knew that this was going to come, but I didn't know it was going to come this soon. Now I'm 33 years old. I would hope that by the time I leave this world, my son's in his 50s and I'm in my 80s, 90s, seeing my son thrive in adulthood. If I don't make it, then that's God's timing. But, you know, for me, that happened yesterday. Today, I'm making the decision to use those emotions that I feel toward losing my father to drive me in a better direction, because I don't want to just sit here and wallow. Has it hit me? Of course, man. I'm not fucking immortal. I'm not prone to having emotions. I'm not prone to not feeling. But I know for a fact that either these emotions can be productive or they can be counterproductive. Most people, when they go through something, and this could be you listening to this right now, you're going through something, you just automatically choose to just fucking eat until you know that you're not supposed to be eating anymore. You go and you drink until you can't feel anything anymore. You're constantly figuring out ways to numb out actually processing that emotion. And because of that, you repeat that process every single fucking time something traumatic happens to you, thus keeping you in the same goddamn spot that you've always that you're always going to stay in until you make that decision. You got to ask yourself, am I present today? Am I present today? Does yesterday matter? Are the decisions that I made yesterday going to linger in today? Or I'm going to take what happened yesterday and drive it into productivity today and make that decision to cut off a negative habit, a negative relationship, a negative fucking anything that no longer serves you? Once you make that decision and you cut off that negativity, then you're free to take back control of your life. But until then, you're always going to be living in yesterday. You're always going to be fearful for the future and where it is that you're trying to go. You're always going to be looking at the greater picture and never the picture that's going on now in this moment, because this is what we have. So I urge all of you guys that are listening to this right now, if you got trauma that you've dealt with in the past, you are not your trauma. You are not your mistakes. You're how you chose to pivot from the trauma that you experienced. And you are also how you chose to become a better person after going through those things. You continuously make decisions, that's fine. You're gonna fuck up, but be okay with that and keep moving. The moment that you just sit in the same place and you let all of these things bury you is the moment that you start dying. My dad died and he was 64. He should have lived till he was like 80 or more. It's just crazy to me, because that's literally less than twice my age. And I want to live at least three times over from now. Like, I got to make it to 100. I got to see my son do great things. I want to be a great, great, great grandpa. And I know it's not going to happen if I continue to make shitty decisions with my health. And so Make the decision, man. If you have today, you have everything that you need. God gave you everything that you need to make a choice. Once you make that choice, then it starts to take you in that direction that you really want to go. So that's my message for you guys today, man. Love y'all so much for tuning into this podcast. I will catch y'all on the next one. Let's get it. I want to check.